With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Conrad Burns was a polarizing figure in Montana politics. Burns died at his Billings home yesterday of natural causes. He was 81. His former chief of staff, Leo Giacometto, describes him as a character.
He might have been a little crude for some of the city folks, but for the common man, it was very easy to understand where he was coming from and what he was trying to get across. He meant no harm to anybody, ever.
Giacometto is the founder and CEO of the lobbying and international business consulting firm Gage International.
He just was like my brother. You know, coming from El Zeta, being in the ranching business, he spoke my language. I'd say he was a heck of a lot smarter and shrewder than I was. I always figured that when you watch Muhammad Ali do his rope-a-dope, that was Conrad Burns.
Burns was Montana's Republican senator for 18 years. He was a former cattle auctioneer. During his political career, he frequently championed agriculture and energy interests. Those positions earned him the bitter disdain of his political opponents. But Giacometto says Burns' true genius was telecommunications. In 1975, Burns founded the Northern Agricultural Network with four radio stations.
And his whole Northern Ag broadcasting was the crux of what I believe the media world is today. And it was, how do I get information out to those producers on the ground so that they can make better business decisions to take care of their families? That's what really the birth of the internet and everything that he was behind and pushing for in rules and regulations. That's where we're at today.
Burns was praised by some and cursed by others, sometimes under the same breath, for his uncanny ability to bring home federal dollars to Montana, a state that receives far more federal funds than it contributes.
The senator was very conservative, but once that budget was set in Washington, D.C., and said X number of dollars is going to go into this budget, he fought like hell to make sure as much as possible went to Montana.
Giacometto recalls one housing and urban development budgeting process in particular.
Out of a multi-billion dollar budget, there was $1 million left over. And Conrad looked at me and he said, all right, how do we get that to the road in Carter County, Montana? From the, you know, Washington, D.C. standard of $1 million to them was a penny on the floor. We picked that up and put it into that Highway 323 from El Zeta to Ekalaka, which is now paved today.
Burns was not a politically correct politician. His sometimes insensitive remarks about minorities got him in trouble. In terms of just style, I'm not talking policy, was he like the Donald Trump of his time?
No, I wouldn't say it that way because, okay, for the Northern Ag Network and to get elected, you've got to be able to get people to pay attention. But he was always Conrad. He didn't have to be an entertainer. That was just him.
Burns was defeated by Democrat John Tester in 2006. Many blamed his loss to his ties to disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Abramoff was eventually jailed for conspiracy and fraud. No charges were ever filed against Burns. That loss did not seem to discourage him from participating in Montana politics. State Republican Party Executive Director Jeff Essman saw Burns at a GOP candidate gathering just a couple of weeks ago.
He looked pretty sharp. I enjoyed a conversation with him, and he wrote a check to help each of those candidates. He was a loyal Republican to the end.
Burns was also a loyal family man to the end. He made special mention of his wife, Phyllis, in this video when he was inducted into the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Hall of Fame back in 2011.
And even through this business and after I had the stroke, she has been a rock. And she was a great, great supporter when I was in the United States Senate. And you just don't find many like Phyllis. I mean, she is just, what you see is what you get. There's not one phony bone in that woman's body.
Funeral services for Conrad Burns will be held Friday, May 6th at 11 a.m. at the Metro Park Arena in Billings. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.